Radio.
Often when you think about making a decision, really we think simply a matter of making a choice. But in a more literal sense, it means to cease further debate or to put away further hesitation. Now, Herod was interested in Jesus, as we just heard in our gospel. He had heard about him, possibly through Joanna, a member of Herod's household, who had joined the disciples. Surely he had heard rumours of Jesus' many miracles. With all of this information, Herod clearly decided who Jesus wasn't. He decided he wasn't John the Baptist, whom he had beheaded, or Elijah, or any of the other prophets back from the dead. But Herod was having trouble deciding who was Jesus. He kept trying to see him, as we read today in the Gospel, hoping that more and more exposure would help him solve the puzzle of who this popular man and preacher from Galilee was. In effect, Herod was saying, "Prove yourself to me," even though he wasn't willing to admit the truth that all the rumours about Jesus had suggested to him. So the question for us today is, who do we say Jesus is? Every time we recite the creed, we profess to believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son and our Lord. Are we ready to take a stand based on that profession of faith? Every day we face situations in which we must decide not to gossip, to avoid things on TV or in movies that we shouldn't see, or on the internet, sites that we shouldn't look at. Sites that invite greed or laziness or envy or lust, to eat or drink in moderation, to give our employers an honest day's work, to keep anger in check, even when our teenagers, sons and daughters go to school and do things that we don't want them to do. We don't want to be people who merely know about Jesus. We want to be those who have terminated doubt and wonder, who are willing to take a stand for godly things. Rather than continually asking God for help or to prove himself, let us be those who hold fast to godly truths. Let us be those who hold God in our hearts and our minds. And on those days when our lives go against our profession of faith, we can declare, "Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross and rising from the dead for our forgiveness." So what's our decision this afternoon? Jesus, we don't need any more convincing. We believe you are the Son of God, and we want our words and actions to declare that. Help us today to live our faith in you. Amen.
Radio.org.au